This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
I love your outfit, Nudia. This is like a good...
Thank you. This is a bathing suit.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen. This is The Rundown, and it is Friday once again, which means I'm here with Nudia Hernandez, host of Nudia in the Afternoon on our sister station, Vocalo. Welcome, Nudia.
Hello.
Today, I want to get a little bit behind the scenes of the process at Vocalo. I know you get submissions from artists to play their music on your show, and I'm just wondering, like, how do you categorize those submissions as you decide what you're going to play?
Well, every month, Team Vocalo, we go through them.
Okay.
So once you submit something and once it gets approved by the team, it goes into our library forever. So basically, every month we go through them, and we have two categories. We have Poised to Breakthrough, which those are artists. We listen to the song, we're like, okay, they seem cool, but I don't know if this is air ready yet.
Okay.
You know, like, this is not air ready, mm-hmm. but we're going to keep an eye on them because we think that they're going to get there. And we think that this is still good music. It's just not what we need yet.
Okay.
Then we have our in rotation. And that's exactly what it is. It goes in rotation in our system.
Immediately.
That goes, yeah, that goes straight into the Vocalo system. It gets mixed up in there with all the other, you know, SZAs and Chants and Sabas and stuff. So that's the two categories that we put them into when we go through our submissions.
So today we're going to hear your conversation with an indie artist, singer, songwriter, musician from the Chicago area, Tala Silva. What category did her submission go into when you first heard it?
You know what's great about her? And I actually was the one that wanted to bring her in because when she first submitted her song, Goddess,
uh-huh.
I played it like 3 or 4 times in a row. Which is like that never, when people are submitting music, you know, I'd go, you listen to a verse, you listen to the chorus, yeah. you like skip along the song and you're like, okay, this is good. Maybe I could give it a full listen now. I played hers like 3 or 4 times back to back. I was like, this is a bop.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Anything that gets me moving immediately, I'm like,
I just like the song. And then when she came in, she told me it was about the first time she had feelings for a woman.
Aww.
And I was like, it made me love. I mean, I didn't even know what I was singing. I was just singing it. And then I was like, you know what? Yes. Yes, it is.
You're like, I've loved a goddess in my life. Yeah. Yes. I love that.
And you know what's funny is that I really love that so many people submit music every month to Vocalo. Mm-hmm. Like, we really find some amazing artists. But sometimes it could be a little sometimes when you're going through like 100 submissions, it could be a little tough. So when I heard that one, I was like, you know what? I need to hear this a couple more times. Like, I'm just going to. And that's when I played it the few times because yeah. I was like, I just need this. I need this feeling for a minute, you know?
Exactly. Like, this is one I actually like. I know that I like. Let me just play this a few times. That's good. I mean, what a compliment, you know, especially from somebody who listens to music all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into it. Here's Nudia's interview with indie artist Tala Silva.
In the studio, we do have the artist herself. Hello, Tala Silva. Now, consistently, the stuff you've been sending and submitting to Vocalo has been so good.
Oh, thank you.
I almost can't believe, like, you've only been doing this seriously for a year now?
Yes, yes. About a year. It's, like, been in and out of, like, the pandemic. I thought it would be fun. And then now I'm like, yeah, I should actually really do this. So, yeah.
So you just did it for fun. But now you've been, you know, you're featured by Spotify, right? One yes. of your songs. Which one was it called?
So I had a song, it was titled Callback, and it got onto, I think it was New Music Friday. So that was like, oh, wow. Like, okay, maybe I should actually do something about this. And then from there it started that I should take this seriously. So, yeah.
I love the angle of like, I'm just going to do it for fun. Yeah. And then you actually start getting recognition and stations like Vocalo like start picking up your music. Mm-hmm. So for you, you have a studio in your bedroom, like a bedroom studio? Is that what you have?
Yes, I do. So I just have a small Scarlett interface that just connects my GarageBand to some headphones that I have and a mic, and that's my studio. And then I have like, I have my guitar, and then I also have some keys, and then on those keys I also have like a drum pad, so it's like an Akai Mini. So yeah, that's how I put everything together in my little bedroom studio.
Do you have a producer?
Nowadays I'm very lucky to have a lot of opportunities to co-produce, so I'll send over an idea that I have, like, oh, I was just writing this on guitar, and I'll sometimes write everything completely on guitar, and then I'll hit up one of my producer friends and say, hey, do you think you could do bass and drums on this? Or even my brother, he does a lot of the bass and drums on a lot of my tracks. So yeah, so that's usually how it works out.
So this song, Goddess, again, I like, when I first heard it, I'm like, we're adding this song. I was like, I loved it. So what was the inspiration for that song?
So this song, it actually talks about a time. So I was in school. I guess I liked a girl, and but it was like a very on and off kind of like situationship kind of situation where I ended up feeling really led on. I was like, you know what? I'll just write a song about it. So that's where that mainly stemmed from.
So is it like, is it a diss song or is it like a...
Oh, it's like...
What kind of song? Like, what... Yeah, like... Because I was like, I'm not sure what the words are saying to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I was like, but it's catchy, so I'm going to sing it.
Yeah, well, it's more like a, I know you want me, and you know I want you. We should get together. Like, let's stop playing games. That's basically what that song is about. But, yeah.
Okay, cute, cute. Okay, I mean, that's one of my favorite things about doing interviews, is that sometimes I have these questions about the music that I listen to.
Yeah.
And then when I get them answered, I'm like, okay, I can sleep good at night now. You know, I know I have all the answers. And then it seems like quite recently you've been dropping a few new singles, right?
Yes.
For you, is your songwriting process things you're going through?
Yes. Usually in the present moment. So all my songs, they're mostly... Like, the way I write music is I just freestyle everything, and then I find a repetitive section. I'm like, okay, this could be the chorus, and this could be the verse. Most of the time, it is stuff that I'm going through in the present moment, but I have this... Well, I'm getting better at it. I need to release things sooner when I'm feeling it. So, yeah, they're all things that I'm going through, and then on top of that, they're also things that I might have gone through, like, 4 years ago, and then I'm like, you know what? I want to write a song about it, because... You know, I was inspired by that situation. So it's a mix of both, I think.
I like that because sometimes distance gives you some perspective, right?
Yes, yeah. They say hindsight is 20/20.
Yeah, so. Yeah. That's a saying. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. So for you, again, we said this earlier. You've only been like, okay, let me work on music for a year. The talent and your love for music, like singing and stuff, like did that start when you were like really young or...
Oh, yeah. So I am Filipino. So because I'm Filipino, you know, you have to sing karaoke because you have to show up and show out. You know, you're representing your family at the reunion. So, you know.
What were some of your go-to karaoke songs?
Oh, man. Hopelessly Devoted.
Oh, that's, Olivia Newton-John. Yes, oh, my gosh.
That
yes.
That is the one. And I think also Paparazzi by Lady Gaga. That one, my mom, she was like, better sing that
Papa.
One. I'm like, okay, I will. So, yeah, so those were a lot of my songs coming up or growing up. So I've always been singing at a young age. I guess my culture being Filipino and having karaoke as a big part of that had me, you know, start that at a very young age. But I never really thought of music as something as a serious thing because in my culture, it's like, oh, be musically, you know, inclined, you know, I don't know, play a classical instrument and then become a doctor or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like you have options, but you only have three options, lawyer, doctor, and nurse. So I'm like, okay, I never really thought of that. I think another thing is I started playing violin at a very young age for a long time.
Oh, wow. It's a very difficult instrument.
Yeah. That's why I don't like it. And that's why I didn't play it. I stopped playing it. And then I picked up guitar. My dad, he taught me a couple of chords. And then I started learning songs that I really liked. And then before I knew it, I had a collection of these chords. And then I started making my own songs because my friends in choir, we would try to like have these, I guess, a cappella medleys, but I could never remember the lyrics. And so instead I was like, you know what?
You guys, I'm just going to do the guitars.
Yeah, I'll do the guitar and also like make my own music. And then I guess that's how that came about, because I also felt as though that I didn't really fit anywhere. Like my voice in choir, I remember a choir director telling me like, oh, like your voice is very unique, which isn't necessarily a good thing in choir because you want to blend. And also growing up where there wasn't that many blend of genres, I never ever really thought that I could do music because like you have to have a pop vocal or an R&B vocal.
Yeah.
But then I started seeing how indie started to progress, and then yeah, so that's, I guess that's like the story of how I got into music, I guess, or where that, how that influence has been, you know, going on throughout the ages, I guess.
I love that. And so, you know, because you said that, you know, the karaoke.
Yeah.
the karaoke thing. Like, could everyone could hit notes, like, in your family? Like, is everyone, like, it's like, well, we all could sing, girl.
Yeah.
Is everyone good?
Oh, yeah. It's like, we have people singing Beyonce and Whitney Houston. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to sing, but okay. But...
I could say like that could seem like intimidating, or maybe you thought like, oh, well, I'm not like the best in my family, you know, like, so you're like, oh, I'm not like the singer.
Yeah.
But you said during the pandemic, you're like, oh, let's do this for funsies.
Yeah.
But then people actually showed interest.
Yeah.
In your songs.
Yeah. And I was kind of taken back because of the fact that like at this time I had no idea what mixing and mastering was. I was like, let me just record onto this. And to give a picture of what I was working with before I even had a bedroom studio, which isn't really all that much anyway, even today, I just had an iPhone 8 and some Apple headphones that had the mini wire.
The mic, the little mic on it.
Yeah. And that, and an iRig. And that's how I made everything. Was just through that, and it was, and being in my closet, I like put blankets around, and then I recorded that way. So I really didn't think much of it, but yeah, I was really pleasantly surprised that people actually really vibed with the stuff that I was creating. And then I started thinking maybe this could go somewhere. So yeah.
How would you describe your sound?
I guess it's like very feathery. Alternative bedroom indie pop R&B, I guess, to put it in short. Yeah.
I feel like that's the perfect definition.
Oh,
like,
I'm glad.
That is like the like you get a good like, you know, thing. Like when I see your Instagram or when I see some of your posts, I'm like, I bet like if Tumblr was popular today,
oh,
you'd
really?
Kill it. Like,
oh, that's
you'd be,
such a compliment.
You would be killing it. Like, I feel like it's like Tumblr, it's giving Tumblr girly, right? Like,
I'm so glad.
But what's next for you? Are you going to be putting out more singles? Is there like, you know, do you have a vision of an album or performing shows, you know?
Oh, yeah. So I have a show August 17th for the Sunny Collective. So I'm really excited about those. We've been rehearsing really hard. I have rehearsal actually tomorrow. So, so there's that. And then I have, at the moment, in terms of releasing, I have 4 songs that are like completely done that I'm ready to release throughout the year. I want to release all of those by the end of the year. And then I have like 17, 23 other songs in the vault that I'm like 90% done, but I'm not like completely ready yet. But yeah, there's a lot of new music and a lot of shows coming up. So I'm really, really excited.
Have you performed shows as an artist before?
I have. But they've mostly been backyard shows, which has been like really cool. It's been a really nice introduction into doing that. Mm-hmm. I feel like I don't get as nervous anymore. It's like, okay, like do a show right now. And I'm like, okay, I got the set ready. But I've only done, I think, a total of 3 shows ever. So I guess these are going to be like my first in-venue kind of show. So I'm really, really excited.
And those are cool venues. Yeah. I mean, I love Reggie's. I love California Clipper. Like, those are some pretty good gigs. I mean, yeah. I'm like looking at my calendar. I'm like, I'm trying to make it out, you know? And so where can people follow you to keep up to date, to make sure they know the new music, they know the new dates for your shows?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm mostly active, I mean, I'm all over on social media, but I think the best place to, I guess, get the latest would be at my Instagram, which is just Tala Silva, so TalaSilva, and you'll find everything there.
Well, thank you again so much for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you.
And I know you mentioned, you know, this is one of your first, like, in-studio radio interviews.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's the thing I love so much about Vocalo is that I love when artists are like, this is like my first real, this
yeah.
is like the first radio, but it just, you know, ever since I heard Goddess, I'm like, this girl's got something, you know?
Oh, I'm so glad, thank you.
So I'm really excited to follow you and see where you go next.
You got me blushing, smiling ear to ear. Don't know if I'm falling, but baby, I'm here.
That was Nudia Hernandez talking to singer, songwriter, guitarist Tala Silva. Nudia, that was fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so if somebody wants to get like Tala and submit their music to Vocalo, how can they do that?
Please do. I need more bops. I need more bops in my life to yes. dance, and I don't know what the words mean until you come and do an interview and have to explain it to me. You could submit it at vocalo.org on our homepage.
All right. Tala Silva's next show is coming up tomorrow, August 17th, with Sunny's Collective, which is presented by Co-Create at Haz Cooperative Studios in Pilsen, and that's Haz, H-A-Z. You can hear more interviews like this one at our sister station, Vocalo, at vocalo.org, or listen to your radio, 91.1 FM. You can catch Nudia in the Afternoon live every weekday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. And that's it for today. Justin Bull and I produce The Rundown. Ariel Van Cleve is our editor and executive producer. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. Nudia's interview was produced with help from Morgan Sioka. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. A special shout out to Adore Namigade, Lisa Labis, Noah Jennings, Emily Seiberg, and Katie O'Connell for their work on our morning and afternoon news episodes. We also get help from Cassie Walker-Burke, Sophie Hernandez-Simeonidis, and Dave Miska. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. Happy Friday again. Have a good weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday.